Blog Talk Radio.
Hey. Got the kind of love making me say, yeah, baby, oh, baby.
Short of
mine. Fuck the hotel room, cause it's about to go down. You unite my mic, I'm about to put on a show now. We ain't gotta go far, in the back of my car, I'm entering your town. I'ma touch some places that you thought were lost. Baby girl, have now been found. I'ma hit the spot. Better make your ass come on top. I'ma speak the words, get you wet before them panties drop. But you're yelling out to me, your dick is so amazing. It's the kind of dick right here that'll keep your ass from aging. Baby girl, I'm a soldier. In your life, girl, I've been stationed. You looking for a real man, then no longer waiting, girl. I said, some of these clowns, they say they won. They put it down, put it down, put it down, put it down. But see, I'm that type of real man. Tell me your life and girl, I'm shut it down. Oh, because it came.
Hello.
Hello, people.
Hello.
Can anybody hear me?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I'm trying to see what's going on. Got technical difficulties.
All right. Somebody else said hello.
Okay, Janine, you can hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Can anybody hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Can you hear us? I guess not.
I guess he can't hear us.
No, I can hear y'all.
You can hear us?
Yeah, like I said, we're having technical difficulties here.
Well, hi, y'all.
All right, can anybody hear me now?
Yep.
Can you hear us?
Okay. I don't know what the fuck is going on, but we have a real technical just to be here.
Okay.
Hello.
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, y'all can only hear me when I do one thing, but they keep echoing.
Oh, well, maybe you need to call, like, hang up and call back in.
Really?
Don't know. Well, I don't know.
So nobody's hearing this echo?
No, I don't hear an echo.
Me neither.
Okay, well, fuck it. We're going to roll like this. What's going on, y'all?
Nothing much. Just watching my show.
Okay, about you.
Oak Island. Treasure Hunter. It's called The Curse of Oak Island. They looking for this treasure. You know, that was always supposed to be my first career choice, to be an archaeologist. They would have called me Indiana Janine.
Right.
Not Indiana Janine. Wow.
Okay, y'all.
How are you all doing?
You said what?
And how are you doing?
Been a long day. I mean, you know what? Before I even get started, I mean, I really did have a this echo is driving me crazy. But I really did have a real long day. And I got to speak on something before we even start about it. This echo is killing me. Before we even start on anything. Ferguson situation. I mean, can I get y'all input on and how y'all feel about it? I know we don't usually just talk about stuff like that, but I just need to hear it.
Well, my point of view of it is, I don't care what the boy did. I feel like they can have all the proof in the world that he robbed the store, he did whatever. We've all did stuff. I just feel like he was a human being, and his life was just as important as everybody else. Now, they go through all this training as police to know how to shoot people, you know, without killing them and things like that, and shoot them in the leg. And they go through all this specialized training. But you shoot somebody 8-9 times to kill them, and they don't even have a weapon.
Okay.
So, but I already knew what the verdict was going to be. It's nothing new. So until people start fighting back, because my thing is, if that was my son, he'd be dead. I don't give a fuck. You won't need no verdict.
Okay. I can understand that one.
And that's my statement.
Okay. Is the name? I'm sorry, looks like.
I mean, I feel the same way she do. I mean, you know, shit, unarmed is unarmed, and she's absolutely right, you know, and they're trained how to know, you know, not to shoot unarmed people. If the person, you know, poses no threat of death to you, you know what I mean? How do you, like she said, his life is just as important as anybody else's. And I mean, it's fucked up. You know?
I mean, okay.
Because white people, white kids, they all do the same shit. We ain't the only ones that go robbing and have stole stuff and things like that. White kids do the same shit. But I don't see that they rob and steal, they do drugs. They do the same type of stuff that some of our people do. So I don't feel like it should be no, you know what? I feel like it's just more of, it's a fear. They have a fear of us. For whatever reason, they fear us. So the same as that would have been a white kid who robbed a store previously and you had an ID, it would have been a different scenario.
Okay, I can understand that. But now,
now I can hear the echo.
Janae,
could you hear it?
No, I still
can
hear it.
Okay, I can hear it now.
Okay, can y'all hear me now?
All right.
Yeah,
it's clear.
Everything clear?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right. Well, here's my take on that. Now, and I just want to say this, and, you know, like I said, we don't usually get into this type of thing on the show, but I just felt like I just had to say this. Are you today being gunned down at a fast and rapid pace? I mean, it's uncanny. It's damn near unreal how they're gunning our youth down. And to all my young black men, I can't stress this enough. You need to fight them back mentally, physically. I know we make this statement all the time, and I've heard my uncles, my fathers, you know, and my grandfathers, but this statement is seriously true as far as they're concerned. They got enough bullets for all y'all. You can't win physically. You're not going to be able to beat them physically. You got to beat them mentally. Young black men, you got to beat them mentally. You're not going to be able to win physically. You're just not. I mean, Jermaine and Lake Stowe, I agree with y'all 110%. That there was no way that that boy deserved to die over whatever happened. Whatever the situation was, he did not deserve to die. That goes back to that Trayvon Martin and countless other young black men. You know, they do things, but this shows us every day that they have a license to kill. These white dudes got a license to kill us. Because they're getting away with mass murder. I mean, you sitting here, you killed an unarmed boy. An unarmed boy. And I'm sitting here, and I was like, I was saying this earlier, and I'm going to be honest with you. I know why he got off. I know why he got off, because of the simple fact is they were like, he was being so unruly. They said that, well, he went in there strong-arming, went in that strong arm in the store clerk and this, that, and other. Okay, maybe he did, maybe he didn't. I don't know. I'm not sure. But if I was the defense, or if I was the police defense, yeah, I'm gonna say, well, look how unruly he was being. Look at what he was doing. I mean, is it hard to believe that boy didn't reach over and punch that policeman? No, it wouldn't be that hard to believe that. It wouldn't be that hard to believe that at all. Still didn't deserve to die. But like I'm saying, young man, if you're sitting there and you feel like that, okay, motherfucking police better not put their hands on me, I'm going to swing on their ass back. That's what they want you to do. They want to provoke you into doing some dumb shit. They want that. I mean, all y'all are is target practice for them. It's sad, but it's true. And I just think that the young men of today, we need to get them someplace, and we need to talk to them. We need to let them know that physically, you just can't do it. Not right now. Not as of today. Today, physically, you can't win. Maybe not like you said. Maybe not if everybody starts fighting back. But until that time comes, young black men, you got to beat them mentally. How do you beat them mentally? Get in them books, start, you know your rights. You know, a lot of times, a lot of people, we talking about, yeah, motherfuckers can't do that. Yes, they can. And then in some cases, you're right, but shit, you're so dumbfounded by these streets and what the fuck Young Jeezy and Rick Ross saying, you're not even paying them no motherfucking attention. You know, just, you know, stop glorifying the dumb shit, you know. The way you listen to Rick Ross and Young Jeezy and Lil Boosie, the way you understanding them, understand your motherfucking rights as a human being. You know, when you understand your rights as a human being, the way you understand that motherfucking song talking about Trap or Die or My Life or whatever the fuck the song be called, you'll get a better understanding. I mean, that's all I'm saying. Just understand what the fuck you're doing. I'm not saying you got to kiss their ass, because you don't have to kiss their ass. But see, if you were intelligent and smart enough, that's the last thing you got to do is kiss their ass. I seen this young man, They tried to arrest him.
This young man came to them so crazy. You know what? Let me not say crazy. He came to them so right about the law that they had to just literally let him go. They had to let him go. They couldn't even hold him. And I mean, when I say he was going hard, he was going hard. They had to let him go. I mean, he didn't cuss him out. He didn't throw his fist up. But he knew that law. He knew the law like the back of his hand. And I mean, when our young men get to able to do that, then that's when we be able to, you know. Now, once we do that, and you still say, well, I'm going to bust you upside your head. Okay. Now we got a problem. Now we got a serious problem. Because I look at Malcolm. I look at Martin. You had one. You had one that said, if you put your hands on me, hey, I'm going to put my hands back on you. You had one that said, no, violence is not the answer. And they both got assassinated. They both got assassinated. But could you imagine one person, a man that had the intelligence of Martin and a backbone of Malcolm? Oh, my God. That man, I mean, just imagine if we had four or five of them.
Mm-hmm.
The intelligence of Malcolm with the backbone of Martin. I mean, well, you know what I'm saying. Y'all know what I'm saying. I mean, that's what we need. That's what we need to get our young men into. We need to get our young men into it. I mean, I got all girls, you know, and I know it's, man, it's hell raising these girls. But, man, like, when I watch TV and see something like that, I'm kind of glad I don't got no sons. Because, Janine, I'm in the same boat as you. If that man did something to my son of that nature and you walk out that courtroom, I'm not even going to say I'm going to get you. But I'm going to tell you now, it's not going to be from a lack of trying. I mean, you motherfuckers got a chance to get me before I could get to him. Because if you did that to my son, there's no way in hell I'm going to let you walk down the street.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way you're going to get back in that damn squad car.
Mm-hmm.
You're not. That's just my personal take on it. You know, I'm not going to harp on it all night. I'm not going to. You know, that's just my thing. But I'd be lying to you if I said it didn't piss me off. But like you said, Janine, and I mean, I'm pretty sure everybody in agreement, you knew what the verdict was going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And all they showing you is that we can kill you. We can kill you niggas whenever we feel like it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You know, one more thing, the saddest part about it is, you know, other young black men feel that way about each other, you know, and that's even worse because, you know, you already got somebody out for you just simply because you're a young black man. But, you know, y'all fighting each other and y'all killing each other off too.
You know, that's why I said it ain't never gonna be right until, you know, blacks come together and they can't seem to do that. They just can't seem to do that.
And when I say
going after somebody, I ain't talking about running up on somebody in front of everybody and shooting you. Oh, I know how to get you. You will get got.
I agree. Mm-hmm. I agree,
that's the whole part of playing it smart and being, because they think we all dumbfounded and uneducated anyway.
Exactly,
mm-hmm.
And that's just what
mm-hmm.
they think. Okay,
mm-hmm.
You know, We catch one of you niggas doing this, doing that. And like I said, nobody deserves to die like that. Nobody deserves to die like a dog in the street. And you sit up and fuck hands up. You don't deserve that. That was, at the end of the day, that was somebody's son. You know, and like I said, I mean, we do that, and even to the ones that we got that we think are just totally lost, oh, he's too far gone. None of these kids are that far gone where they can't come back. Because I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to ride and die for mine. If I gotta go to my grave trying to make my be right, then so be it. If he put me, I mean, you know the expression, this boy's going to put you in your grave. If he put me in my grave, so be it. But I'm going to fight to the day I die to keep trying to keep get this boy right. You know, and I mean, we got to take a lot. I mean, you know, I mean, I think it just goes back to that. It takes what is it? It takes a village to raise a child.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we don't have that mentality no more.
And we need it. We need it now more than ever because this is just totally ridiculous. When you can gun a young boy down in the street that's unarmed, that's with his hands up in the air, and you walk away. Come on, people.
That's murder.
They're showing us. They telling us. I mean, if that's not a blatant slap in the face, I don't know what is.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't know what is. If that ain't a slap in the face, if that ain't telling you fuck you, then I don't know what the fuck is. Because if that's right there, it's just totally fucking ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
And like I say, y'all know me. I don't normally. This ain't normally my thing. I don't normally get into this. You know, I mean, I said Sin City is a show for you to relax, kick back, you know, have a little fun. But damn it, I mean, right is right, wrong is wrong. And I mean, if I could just reach one person tonight, one person to say, you know what, because you hear it all the time. I can't do nothing with him. What you mean you can't do nothing with him? That's yours. That's what you're supposed to. You go down, you stand up, you fight for. I mean, you run your ass around here standing up trying to fight for this bitch or this nigga. Stand up and fight for your own son. Because they killing them, they killing your sons off. They killing them off like it's nothing. And like I said, when they can sit there and they throwing him a party right now. They throwing him a party. They high-fiving. Oh, yeah, I told you you'd get away with it. You know, when they blatantly sitting there telling you, we get away with this. I mean, it's just ridiculous. It's downright scary. And, you know, I thought my generation was fucked up. I really did. I was like, okay, I got a fucked up generation. I know that. But, I mean, you know, it was like, these kids is not scared to die, but they die for the wrong damn things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, okay, if you ain't scared to die, all right, I understand that. You know, that's cool. I'm not scared to die, but die for a cause. You know what I'm saying? Don't die for because, shit, Young Jeezy say, shit, motherfucker, if I got to go, I'm taking to it. Nah. Don't die over no lyrics. Die over a cause. You know? And I mean, I hate the way, I mean, because they got pictures of this young man that graduated and this, that, and the other. But, you see how the media twisted him around? I mean, like you said, who was that? Then you said, well, you know, we all got a pass. Yeah, we do. We do.
Yeah.
Lord knows I do. But if you could pull up my pass, you'd be like, oh, but this boy ain't dead yet. He didn't get killed. You know what I'm saying?
But, well, you know how much they got to go through to catch copies and different types of criminals. Hell, they still alive. At least they got their day in fucking court.
And I just, you know what, you
they
know what?
They had to go through car chases and all types of shit. I'm sure they did want to bust their ass, you know what I'm saying? After all they done put them through, but shit, this motherfucker walking down the street. This is what I'm saying. I'm sure you've had way more, you know, he wasn't no new police officer. I'm sure you've been in contact with way more criminals, you know, more criminals than somebody just walking down the freaking street. I mean, it just don't make no sense.
Yeah, I mean, why kill the boy? Why not tase him? You got tasers. You know what I'm saying? Why not, if he was being unruly like that and the boy was posing some sort of threat to you, why not, you know, like Jermaine said, you know, shoot him in the leg or, you know, incapacitate the boy. Don't kill him. You know, and the thing, Kaz, you were saying, you know, what happened in court, but the thing is, that boy will never get a chance for his story to be told. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
This is his side of the story. He'll never get that opportunity. And we'll never know what was going through his mind or what he was going through or what happened or, you know, so on and so forth, because he's no longer here. You know, he can't even tell his side of the damn story.
No,
and see, and
yes,
now it's another, so that's what I said, because you don't know, anybody could show a camera or a tape and say, oh, yeah, he just robbed that store or whatever. Now it's going around, he never even robbed the store. He was just messing with the man. He paid the man the money for whatever he took out the store. He gave the money to the man. So he actually paid for what he went in there to get.
Really?
That's what they're up. That's another. So, yeah, somebody else just was telling me that. So he actually didn't, and that's what I'm saying. So, of course, they can make it and pull up a tape and say, hell, they could have talked to the owner of the store and said, yeah, say to the boy, you see what I'm saying? Say he just robbed your place. Or he could have been unruly in the store and the man just wanted him out and called the police. But that don't mean he stole something. You see what I'm saying? But of course, that's the first thing people want to say about us. Like, you know, we just doing some type of criminal activity, so it's deserved or something.
Right. Well, that's
so,
the whole
so
thing.
People, and that's what I'm saying, but they do it all the time. We ain't the only race. We is not
right.
The only race. But as far as I'm concerned, we got it from y'all asses anyway, because they ain't nothing but fucking and murderers and killers. They just do it on a higher level. That's all it is.
And I agree with you 110. When you're right, you're right.
Hell, and we learn from y'all. Hell, we was y'all slaves from the beginning.
Hey, when you're right, you're right.
You want to be technical with it. Hell, we learned it from y'all.
Now, I mean, like I said, it's just a tragedy. I'm telling you, it's just a complete and utter tragedy when this just happens. I mean, you know, I got nephews. You know, I got little boys I look at like my own kids. You know, I mean, I got love for them like they were my own children. And you know, like I was saying earlier today, you know, I know a little boy right now. Look at him just like a son. This boy is a he's a college student. No, but they're not even looking at him like that. They're not even looking at him like he's a college student. You know, all they see is that he got a hoodie on his head and he's, you know, he fits the description.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's sad. It's sad because what they would do to him without hesitation is nothing. You know, it's nothing to them. And I mean, you know, because everybody, you know, everybody that comes from these projects and these broken homes, everybody ain't fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
Fucked up. See, that's what they want. They want everybody to be, well, he come from a broken home. He come from his gutter life. He do this, he that. He's fucked up. No, we're all not fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like you said, Janine, we got a past. I know, like I said, Lord knows I do. But no, I'm not fucked up. I knew right from wrong from the beginning. You know? And that's all I want my young brothers to look at. Know the right and wrong. Know that every action you do, for every action, it's a reaction. Know it's a consequence. So before you make that fucked up move, think about it. because that's what they want you to do. They want you to make that move. When you make that move, okay, I want him to do this. I want him to do that. Once you do it, oh, my God, they got you, you know. They can care less. You know, I got two little cousins in jail right now, you know, because of their actions. You know, one's 17, the other one's 22. You know, the actions, the 17-year-old, he didn't know what he was. I mean, I'm not going to say he didn't know what he was doing, because he did know what he was doing. But he was following the lead of his brother. You know what I'm saying? And with that being said, you know, if you got a little brother, think about your actions before you do that, because you got your little brother looking up to you. You know, your little brother saying, well, my brother a gangster, I'm going to be a gangster. You know, nah. You know, if you see your little brother going down that path, that should tell you, turn your life around. You don't want to go to no funeral, because the shit that you got away with, he won't be able to get away with.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? My own little brother. I thank God every day, even though, I'm going to tell y'all right now, even though me and my brother don't see eye to eye, I thank God every day that he's here. Because I seen my little brother trying to follow and mimic me. I seen him trying to, you know, okay, I'm going to maneuver like my brother. But he couldn't do it. My brother couldn't do it. My brother caught a lot of flack. He caught a lot of flack because he couldn't do it, you know. And to look back at my life in retrospect, I wasn't thinking about my little brother. I wasn't thinking about, okay, the actions that I'm doing, these things I'm doing is causing, you know, and that was my fault, you know. But if I could just reach one little kid today, or you know what I'm saying, or anybody, any adult, if I can reach anybody, shit, I feel great. Because I just said it's a travesty of justice when you can sit there and just say, I mean, shit, you can walk out there and, I mean, I know people be like, well, I'm sure. No, you got a lot of times that these motherfuckers get up and walk out, man, they mad because the damn wife, they wife done cheated on them. And Lord knows that she probably done cheated on them with some motherfucker who dick looked like Mandingo. Y'all know they ain't got no Mandingo. So, you know, he really, you know, these motherfuckers literally take their motherfucking frustration out. Okay, I'm having a bad day. Who I'm a target? Guess what? He fit the description. You know, and it's sad, man. It's really sad. It's sad that, you know, and, man.
Well, they say education and learning will set you free, and I don't think these kids understand actually what that means. You know what I mean? You know, when people talk about education, and I know because I used to do the same thing growing up, you know, my aunt used to always talk to me about reading and reading books, learning your history, learning about your heritage, things like that. It opens your eyes to a more vast, I mean, when you have that knowledge, it just opens your eyes to things. You know what I'm saying? I'm, you know, my family, I'm all different races, so I don't get mad at anybody. I know I'm a part of everybody. I'm, you know, everybody, every race, is probably in me, because we have Native American, I have white, I have black. Hell, we just mix all up. But my thing is, you know, they came over here and stole a whole country. So what the hell you think these people think about us? You know what I'm saying?
Not a damn thing.
Stole a whole country from a whole race of people who was already here and then put it in history books like they found it. Okay? So they don't care nothing about, they didn't care nothing about the people that was here. They didn't care about the people that they fucking brought over here to work the land, to make them all these millions of dollars that they have, okay? They don't care nothing about that. So until we learn how to build ourselves up, you see what I'm saying? They always want to try to keep us down. We have to learn how to walk around that line. You know what I'm saying? They try to keep us in this line. We have to learn how to get around that line to get where we need to be. And fuck everything else.
I agree. I totally agree. I totally agree with you. Okay, y'all. Woosah. I mean, you know, and like I said, I know this is not normally our thing. I know we, you know, but it just, like I said, even though, like I said, it's just, man, it was just so fucking up. It was to be expected, but yet still, it just, you sit there like, wow, man, y'all really just going to say not guilty. This was a justified homicide. Really? What? Because my thing is this. If I could carry a gun, you give me a permit to carry a gun, and let's just say I get attacked, and I pull out my gun to defend myself. Well, first thing they're going to ask me is, oh, that was your last resort? No, it wasn't.
Mm-hmm. Especially if they didn't have no weapons.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Those people were unarmed.
Exactly.
You pulled out a gun, and those people were unarmed, and you shot those people. Oh,
and don't
shit.
Let them have been white.
Right. Oh, shit. I'm about to say I'm facing 60. They was white. Shit,
yeah,
I'm facing the death penalty.
Mm-hmm.
I'm facing the death penalty.
Yep.
You know, but now
Or you know what? Here's another.
He's gonna get a medal of honor.
Yep. Now, what if it was a black officer, you know, who killed an unarmed white boy? On top of that, you know what I'm saying?
You know what? You
think
know
they're
gonna
do? Mm-hmm. This is a scenario.
It's
gonna strip his whole life away.
Totally. You already know what the outcome gonna be. You already know. That boy, oh, we gotta make an example.
Yeah. They gonna strip that man's whole entire life away from him. So, you know, it is racial. It is, and it's fucked up. You know, like you said, y'all doing exactly what they want you to do. You're falling right into their trap.
And I know people talk about why I look at things the way I do. I feel sorry for them. They can have all the money in the world, and I feel like I will get to that point one day in my life. But they can have all the money in the world. They could do it. But you know what? Why I feel sorry for people like that is because they need us. You see what I'm saying? We don't need them. We, if you see any other race, they needed us to. They needed the Native Americans to teach them how to grow food. They needed us to teach them how, you know, work ethics, how to work the land, how to do what we needed to do to survive. We fed them and their children. You see what I'm saying? Everything they have done, they have always needed others to grow. You see what I'm saying? We don't need that. So therefore, when I look at it, that we should feel sorry for them. I don't care what they have, how much money they got. They need other people to survive, and we don't. So we always gonna be better than them. Always.
I like that was well put. I like that. I like that. I like what you said, you know, and it makes a lot of sense. It really does.
And that's why a lot of people need to start looking at it that way. So, because they try to intimidate us. You see what I'm saying? Like, we don't deserve the same things that they have. You see what I mean? And sometimes as blacks, they think that about themselves. You know what I mean? And hell, We need to start looking at it like we better than them, okay? And that's how I look at it.
Mm-hmm. You know what? I'm gonna tell you. went to a wrestling match. Went to a wrestling match last night. Went to the WWE Raw. You know, I had a ball, people. I had a ball. Okay. Now they had this. They had this one commercial. They had these three black guys. I mean, they coming out. They shucking. They jiving. I mean, y'all might have seen it. You know, they shucking and jiving. They doing a little church thing. They dancing and all this. And I'm sitting there, and as a black man, and you go to a wrestling show. Of course, it's predominantly white there. You know, of course, you got stuff up. But it really made you feel like, really, really, just what the fuck y'all going to, you know, sit your ass down. Sit your motherfucking ass down. And it was just like, you know, and I had a black person sitting next to me. And I could tell on, she had the same look in her face that I had on mine. Like, really, really, like, this is what the fuck, you know what I'm saying? And it was so fucked up that it actually was uncomfortable. I could see the white guy that was next to me, he was scared to look at me. He was scared to look at me because he was like, oh, okay, I see that right there pissed him off. You know, the white guy was even scared to look, you know, because, I mean, every commercial, because we were at an actual live taping. So every commercial, you know, people were actually, like, yelling and screaming and, you know, and it was like, if you was next to a black person, you really didn't say nothing. It was just like, that's how fucked up this commercial was. Mm-hmm. You know, to see them shucking and jiving on that, it was just like, really? You know, and I think that took my enthusiasm out of the show. You know, I really do. I really believe that. When I got home, it was something about the show that really, like, kind of, like, took. I'm a wrestling. I'm a diehard wrestling fan. Anybody that know me, they'll tell you I am a diehard wrestling fan. And I kept trying to figure out today, what was it that took me out of it? What was it that made me like, yeah, whatever, you know? And it hit me because they did it like in a 3-part series. They had one guy, then they bought the other guy, then they bought the other guy, then they put them all, they grouped them all together, and it was just like every time that they did one. Every one that they did, it was just like, and I truly believe that's what took me out of the show.
What exactly were they doing?
You know what? And that was the whole thing. I don't even understand it. They had one guy, and I mean, okay, we can call their names out. We had Kofi Kingston. He's this high flying type of guy. So he comes on, he's shucking and jiving and dancing around. Then you got the guy Big E. Big buff guy. He's doing the whole preacher type sweating. You know how the preachers get the and they got the rag on their face and they wiping their face constantly. Because they sweating.
He had the choir, too.
Yeah, he had the choir in the background, and they... I don't even know what they were saying. But nevertheless, it was just like, really? Really? This is what the fuck y'all gonna do? You know, like I said, I am like one of the biggest wrestler fans around. I was amped when I got there. I was amped all the way to that first commercial came on. And each commercial that came on took it out of me a little bit more, a little bit more, a little bit more. Until, I mean, and it took me today to actually think about it. But when I was leaving, my whole mentality was like, I'm through. I don't want to go no more. I don't want to go to another wrestling event. I'm good on them. But I stopped
watch wrestling a little while back, but that was it. Just seemed like they took away the realness of it. Like they trying too hard to do it for entertainment. And
right.
Previously, when I used to watch wrestling, it was like it was fun because it was real. When they hated each other, they really hated each other. All that shit they was doing to each other, it seemed real. Now,
yeah.
It's just like it's acting or something. Like they're, you know, like it's for show. And
yeah.
It's just like nothing of it is real. They're just trying to do whatever they can to, you know, keep people interested or whatever.
Yeah, and that right there was like, what audience is you trying to reach with this bullshit? That was my thought. Who are you trying to reach with this shit? You know, because... This ain't the day of the junkyard dog.
Mm-hmm.
You know, kids, and you know he come out and he's shucking and jiving and dancing, which was fine for us in that generation. You know,
mm-hmm.
Like it just all of it just you know, and like I said, waking up this morning, hearing that verdict, and you know, and it was just like. It was just so many things that I'm like, okay, you know, and man, it just, you know, it just, you know, like I said, it was just something really just fucked up. And you know what? I don't know. I seen something on Facebook. I'm really not a big person that like takes people's stuff. Unless, and I'm gonna be honest with you. Me, like I said, I take comedic type stuff and post on Facebook. I do, because I, you know, like I said, my whole thing is like I'm not really trying to, you know, I'm not really trying to be, you know, I try to sway towards Sin City, and you know, I don't try to be too serious about anything, you know, because I think Sin City is all about having fun. But if any of y'all, I'm asking, have any of y'all seen this poem? It's called The Apology by Aisha Williams.
No, I haven't seen it.
Oh, my God. This is a powerful poem. It's a powerful poem. I mean, it gets me. It grabs you. It grabs you and it... As a woman, you know, it's talking from the time of slavery. You know, it's talking from the time of slavery, but the mentality is there now. You know, I'm gonna just give you a little excerpt of it. I don't know. I'm gonna see if I can find it.
Mm-hmm.
See if I can find it real quick. Okay, it says. They beat me and I called you to save me, but you couldn't, so I secretly resented you. They took our babies and sold them. I begged you to save us, but you couldn't, so I secretly blamed you. They raped me. I cried out for you to protect me, but you couldn't, so I stopped trusting you. Supposed to be the man, my provider, my protector, but when I needed you, you couldn't be there, so I hated you. How could you let them do this to me? The master protected me more than you. How could I submit to you when I was forced to submit to master? So to protect myself, I submitted to the one who could protect me for our children. I stop trusting you. I stop loving you. I stop honoring you. I stop valuing you. And the values came valueless to you. I mean, man, it's just deep. It goes on. It's like, I didn't see the frustration in your eyes when our children were sold. I didn't see your silent cries when I was beaten. I didn't see your anger when we was being ravished. I didn't understand that you held all the emotions in to be strong for me. I thought you didn't care, but you wanted to be there. You wanted to protect me. You wanted to, but Master made it where I would trust him more than you. You know, I didn't see the hidden hand that was shaping our destiny. All I saw was my pain and the feeling that you neglected me. Man, I can go on. It's more to it. But, you know, that right there, it was just like, damn. You know, for a woman to write this, you know, because it's like you captured, you know, it's like, you know, you captured a man. This is, I mean, we go through modern-day slavery with some of this shit, you know? Mm-hmm. And that's what motherfuckers do. It's like, okay, I dangle this in front of you, and I show you what I got, and I show you what he can't give you.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And it's just so crazy that people just like, and like I said, I'm going to send her a message, and I hope that she gets on, you know, that she will come on the show,
mm-hmm.
you know, because it was just like, wow, this was a deep, this is some deep poetry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she apologized. She apologized. I mean, it was like, you know, because these motherfuckers that made the black woman stop honoring, you know what I'm saying? Stop loving, stop valuing, stop trusting the black man.
Mm-hmm.
Not to say that we all supposed to be, because there's a couple of us that do not need none of that. But, you know, I do, and this is my belief, I truly believe that the average man will love the average woman. You
but
know,
you have to understand, they were affected too, you know? So
exactly.
Like she had her poem and how they, you know, as women, we ended up in that place. Men ended up in a certain place too. From
you
no longer being loved and valued and honored and being torn away from their families. You know,
right?
You know what I mean? So,
right. Because it's like, wow, you know, it's so deep that, you know, the poem goes so deep because it's like, damn, you know, it made it easy. It made it easy for the black man. I mean, not. Let me first and foremost say, not an excuse. Not in this
mm-hmm.
season, but it made it that much easier for the black man to walk away from his family. Like, shit, you don't respect me anyway. You know, this is the motherfucker you look up to.
Well, yeah, if they wanted their wife, the whole point of it was they didn't want them to be families because what does family do? Makes you stronger.
Exactly.
You're coming together as a family, and they didn't want that. So their goal, and I'm not saying all of them, but their goal was to always keep them apart. So when they did find out, that's why they didn't allow them to marry and stuff like that. They did those things in secret. So when they did find out they were married and this and that, and especially if the master wanted the woman, you know what I'm saying, and she was supposed to be his or whatever, hell, they could just sell the man to another plantation, another state. And what was the man supposed to do? You know, and in the woman's eyes, you should have fought for me. You should have. You see what I'm saying? You never came back for me. He's thinking like, I mean, how do you feel as a man? I mean, I don't know. You know, you know your life is in jeopardy if you don't go
with the, you know, with what they want you to do. So I don't know how a man would feel in a place like that. You see what I'm saying?
And as a man, I'm going to tell you right now, if me and you were together,
mm-hmm.
and I loved you unconditionally, and this man tells me either you do this or she feels my wrath, then I'm gonna do whatever I can. You know, yeah, I'm gonna bow down. I'm gonna step down. I'm gonna be less of a man. You know, because fuck it, I'd rather you beat the grade and do this to me than her. You know,
mm-hmm.
and even though they still did it, it was just like you had the mentality. I mean, my thing now, you know, a motherfucker walked up to me and told me, okay, I'm gonna grab her and I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna do that, and you got to ups on me and I love you like that. Fuck it. Hey, man. Do what you want to me. Just don't do it to her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it to me, that's a deep poem. That poem is deep because
mm-hmm.
it was like, wow, you know. And it's like a motherfucker divided us. A motherfucker really divided us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm gonna be honest with you. I never really thought about it. I never really thought about it until I got older. You know, I never really thought about that, you know, we got divided. And I mean, I'm one of them people that came from that divided home.
Yeah, so I don't feel like, no, they shouldn't complain about shit, because this is what I'm saying. They have caused all of this. Everything that's happened, they have caused it. So don't complain now. Don't complain out of everything what's going on in this world. It was caused by some history from my past. And people may not think so, but it has. It all trickles down to where we are today. And it's their fault. So deal with it. That's how I feel about it. They need to deal with it. And hell, because this is what y'all caused. And my thing is, as a slave, even if the man did end up getting free, say he ended up getting free, hell, he still can't bound back unless the master wanted to release him. He still can't, you see what I'm saying? They still wasn't going to give the man the upper hand to have his family. It was a lot of stories where the man tried to come back to get his family, and the white man just played around with him, like, yeah, if you give me this amount, I'll give you your family back. And the man came with the amount, then he just basically lied. It was like, no, I'm not going to, no, I was just lying to you. I'm not releasing nobody. So it's like,
that's
regardless, what do they do?
But see, like she said in her poem, I didn't see that. All I seen
exactly.
You know, all I seen is that you didn't love me. You wasn't there.
Yeah, because she may not have ever known he even came for her. You feel what I mean?
All right. Now, I agree, because it's like, man, you know, and it's just like, I mean, it opened up a lot of things. I mean, tomorrow I may be back to my old me, but today... Mm-hmm. I'm not going to lie, that verdict opened up a lot of things in me, you know, because it was just like, you know, at the end of the day, you know, I can be cast, you know, I can do Sin City, I can do all that, but at the end of the day, I'm a man. I'm a proud black man, and today was just not a good day to be a black man. Today was a day that was one of those days that it really hurt you to be a black man. Because you seen so, I mean, it was just so negative. I mean, man, you know, it's like you fight for so much, you know, you take so much, you know. And I think that's why I'd be angry. Matter of fact, perfect example, I'm going to give y'all an example today. Oh, I almost was attacked by two young black men today. You know, they were upset about, I'm just going to say they was upset about a certain situation, you know, and they thought that I may have been the cause of the situation. Now, you know what? Fuck this shit. This Sin City. Motherfucker, this bitch ass nigga. I mean, yeah, I'm going to say it because this motherfucker don't deserve to be called a black man. This bitch ass nigga raped. You know what? I'm going to say allegedly because he hasn't been convicted yet. Allegedly raped a 14-year-old. Now, this y'all homie, this y'all boy, this, that. But y'all want to get upset because y'all thought I turned him in? I'm not no big motherfucker to believe in. I'm not no motherfucker to believe in that snitching shit. But this punk motherfucker, yeah, I probably would have told on him. I probably would have, but I didn't know the situation. I didn't know the situation. I didn't know what he did. But then, this motherfucker, you rape a 14-year-old. I don't give a fuck if it was consensual or not. Your big grown ass had sex with a 14-year-old. To me, you're a rapist. You're a pedophile. You ain't shit. You's a bitch. Now, you motherfuckers want to get upset because y'all homie, and I use that term loosely, y'all homie, get locked up. So now you motherfuckers want to, oh, who this motherfucker, that motherfucker right there, you know, fuck him. We going to deal with him. All right, fuck it. Motherfucker, deal with me. Fuck it, but when, you know what? And it you know, I thought about it. Now, I ain't going to even lie to y'all. I'd be lying if I said that my first impulse was to take that hammer and bust this motherfucker right across his head. You know, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to sit here and say that I didn't think about busting that little boy across his head. I call him a little boy. Yeah, he looked like he's in his early 20s, but he's still a young man to me. He's still a little boy to me. Yeah, and I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to let you hurt me. I'm not. I refuse to let you hurt me. I got motherfucking daughters. I got grandkids. I got to go home, too. And I'm coming home. I'm coming home to him. So now, by hook or by crook, I'm coming home. I'm not letting you do a goddamn thing to me. But, you know, and it was just like, damn, our mentality is that fucked up. You're not even thinking. I mean, you know, and like I said, anybody know me, they know I ain't no snitch type motherfucker. I go as far as say that if I knew the situation and the police would ask me, did you see him? Yeah, I probably would have pointed that motherfucker out. There you go. But I didn't know the situation, so I'm not a part of it. Okay. But my thing is, like, y'all protecting the motherfucker that raped a 14-year-old? Y'all upset with your big homie? Because he that's rape. That is rape.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You raped a 14-year-old. Motherfucker, you deserve to be in jail. You took this girl's youth.
Mm.
You took her youth.
How old was the guy?
Shit, the motherfucker look every bit of my age. I don't know how old he is personally, but I know this motherfucker ain't no spring chicken. I know that much. I know he's a grown-ass man. Because from my understanding, he did time in prison before.
Mm.
Right, so you think, you know, and I agree with you, you're not even thinking about a little girl. You're thinking about you trying to protect, the, you know what I'm saying? Like, really? That's where your head is at?
Right.
You know, you should be the one, if you know he did it, you ought to be the one telling on his big grown ass. Instead, you know what I'm saying? You're not even thinking about the little girl who was, you know, involved or hurt or whatever the case would be, you know, might have been. I've been thinking about that.
And I'm going to tell you, my bosses, they snatched me out the unit that I'm working in because I'm working right next to where they hang out at. So they snatched me out my unit. They like, you know, get pack your stuff up, leave, because these guys are, you motherfuckers like that don't scare me. Because y'all some bitches. Because if you gonna sit there and protect him, you a bitch, motherfucker. Yeah, I'm sorry, you're a bitch. I wasn't scared to say it this morning. I ain't scared to say it now.
Mm-hmm.
You some motherfucker. If y'all want to protect the motherfucker who did some shit like that, because if it was your sister or your niece, or your cousin.
Yeah.
Right. It's shit. What a strap, homie. What a strap, my nigga. We finna go ride on this nigga. But because it's the boy, it's the big homie. Nigga, he ain't nobody's big homie. He's a fucking pedophile. He ain't shit. Mm-hmm. He need his motherfucker. And I'm going to tell you like this, and like, just like I tell anybody. When it comes down to that raping shit, I hope they get his ass in there, and I hope them motherfucking big penitentiary motherfuckers fucking to his fucking tongue turn black.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. And I'm sure they will.
And I hope they do.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I knew a motherfucker in there personally, like, just to get his ass. Get him good. Let him see how I feel to be violated.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I am a sexual being. I love sex. I love consensual sex. I love sex with a woman. There's nothing a little girl can do for a grown-ass man.
Mm-hmm.
Why is you taking this girl's youth? Well, I don't give a fuck if she is fucking. And that, well, shit, it ain't like she ain't fucking. Okay, maybe she is. But let her deal with motherfuckers. Let her deal with her age limit.
Mm-hmm.
Let them grow up together with this. You, your big grown ass, and you know what I'm saying? You, first of all, you're too advanced to be with her anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
ain't
nothing
about her. That's just like my friend's daughter. Oh, goodness, I don't understand it. We got our daughters the same age. They like 21, and she done met this. He like 38, 39 years old. He our age. Man,
what do you want with her? I'm going to blow your motherfucking head off. I'm sorry. I'm finna go to jail. If a motherfucker, me and you, okay, ladies, let me ask you. I mean, before we get up out of here, we got a couple of minutes left.
Mm-hmm.
I know how we feel as men. How do y'all feel as women? You know, let's just say you got a son that age, and here come this woman. Do y'all look at it the same way?
I would. Bitch, if you don't get your old ass out of here, I whoop your motherfucking ass. Fuck off.
Hey,
she
chipping out the mom. I'll beat the shit out of her ass. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I don't play that. You know what? You need to be with somebody your own age. I mean, I understand sometimes there's a little age difference or whatever, but I'm talking about major age difference where this person could be your parent. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
No, I mean, come on. Seriously?
Right, and I wish my daughter would come strong since, man. And this is my boo, and this motherfucker graduated the same year I did. If you don't so bone ass motherfucker
right.
out here.
I'm fuck. We could be, if we even went to high school together. Motherfucker, well, you know, I was a freshman your senior year. Well, you some bitch, you ain't finna make it to that next year. Because I'm finna break your motherfucking neck.
Damn right. Not with my daughter, you ain't.
Not
with my son, your old ass. You
don't
get your hag. Get your ass out of here.
Shit.
Not hag.
Hag. The people always say, well, you know, if you don't like them, it pushes them away. I can understand if it was somebody their age and you did just dealing with it. You know, you might not like the person and stuff like that. But no, something that serious, to me, that's just like saying, oh, okay, I'm going to be your parent, but right now I'm going to be your friend because I don't want you mad. You know what I'm saying? No, I don't give a fuck if you mad or not. And I'm not going to bite my tongue. If I don't agree with it, I just don't agree with it. And he can't come to motherfucking Thanksgiving or none of that shit. So... until he gone, I guess we just, you know, it ain't going to be like that. Because I'm not going to agree to something like that. Because to me, I'm trying to save my, you know, the way I look at it, as a parent, we supposed to be there to try to make our child's life better. I'm trying to save your life. You know, because I already know what the outcome is. There's right. nothing good that's going to come from that.
Hey, which reminds me, I had a friend back when we were younger. I think I was like probably, I'm going to say 22, 23.
Mm-hmm.
And he was 10 years older than me. Now, anybody, like I said, once again, anybody that know me, like I said, I ain't scared to say shit. Anybody know me, know that my mother's only 15 years older than me. My mother had me when she was 15.
Mm-hmm.
So this guy, he was 10 years older than me. So, you know, but he was my big homie. You know, he taught me a lot. I'm not going to even lie and say that he didn't. And when, you know, I introduced, you know, like, hey, you know, this is my mom's, you know, this, that, and other. So when he would come over, he would call my mother, Ma. Like, hey, Ma. So my old man being the type of motherfucker he is, like, hey, fuck you doing calling my wife mom? What the fuck are you just as old as us? Don't be calling my goddamn wife mom. You know, and I was like, you know, I'm looking at Pops like, ah, right, come on, Pops, chill out, you know. I mean, my old man was adamant about it, like, hey, don't be calling my wife mom. And I was like, you know, like, damn, you know what? You know, he's like, damn, man, yo, man, he a trip. And, but, and, you know, when I got old, I kind of like, all right, well, maybe, you know, because it was like, I don't know. I mean, it was funny because